Apple orchards stretched from end to end in Cougar Valley, but the soft earth along Big Devil Creek was where the bodies were buried. The creek, swollen to the size of a river since the Killwater Dam failed, was the boundary between the tiny town of Cougar and the unincorporated area beyond, and a lot of interested observers were gathered behind the yellow crime scene tape on that crisp early fall morning. The contingent was made up of 5 men in 2 official cars, 2 Powell City cops, Cougar's resident sheriff's deputy Hal Knight, a uniformed corrections officer, the prisoner in shackles, and a leashed German shepherd trained as a cadaver dog. Everybody knew the story. Wade Leindecker had been convicted of the murders of 2 young women, but the bodies had never been found. Leindecker had refused to divulge their whereabouts on the grounds that it would amount to self-incrimination. Only when his first parole hearing was imminent had he decided to grant the victims' families the closure they longed for and lead authorities to the remains. The back windows of the Rosie Lane Veterinary Clinic looked out over the creek, and the barking of 2 dogs boarding overnight alerted the staff to the presence of a strange canine in the vicinity. Dr. Veronica Saltzman and her assistant, Teresa Lansing, were among those who couldn't help gawking as the prisoner shuffled up and down the bank and pointed to several places. After a lengthy discussion, Leindecker pointed again before he was escorted back to one of the police cars. Deputy Knight began to dig in the first location, but the younger of the Powell City cops soon joined him. In spite of the cool weather, it was hot work, and both men took off their jackets. Knight was in his 40s and a little out of shape. The other one was younger, perhaps early 30s, and very fit. His hair was short and dark, which was about all they could tell from a distance. His eyes were hidden behind dark glasses, but the muscles were unmistakable. "He's hot," Dr. Saltzman said. "You're married," Teresa reminded her. "I can still look." They watched as the digging was suspended while the other Powell City officer squatted and sifted through the earth they had turned up. The prison guard joined the others, and their intense interest and discussion made it clear they had found something, although the dog was sniffing around a spot farther down the bank. The bell above the clinic door chimed as a customer entered. Veronica sighed. "Back to work," she said. By the time they were finished with the diagnosis and treatment of a Cocker Spaniel's ear infection, the law enforcement group had filled what could only be a body bag and were digging in a second location. Cougar's local newspaper editor, John Trevor, had joined them, so full details would be in the next day's Independent. As it turned out, Teresa would learn a little more of the story before the day was out. The Cougar Bar and Grill was more than usually busy for a Thursday night, filled with the buzz of conversation and the inviting smells of sizzling meat and hot coffee, when Teresa came in with her 6-year-old son, Aiden. It was a regular event for them, a break in cooking routine for her, and a treat for the boy. Alex English, the grill's proprietor, called out from behind the bar, "Oh my God, here she comes! It's the terror of George Orwell High! And who is this handsome young man?" "Hi, Alex," Teresa said. Aiden didn't respond, but he gave Alex the shy smile she could always win from him. Her 7-year-old daughter, Sasha, had better luck. She ran up and took his hand and led them to a booth in the corner, where they were soon busy with coloring books, Sasha chattering freely and occasionally using her limited American Sign Language vocabulary. Teresa didn't think he understood half of what she said, but it worked for them. Teresa put in her order. Alex didn't need to ask what Aiden wanted. It was always the same. For him, hot dogs and macaroni and cheese were the whole point of this exercise. Alex nodded toward a table near the window. "VIPs," she said. Teresa turned her head just as one of the Powell City cops looked up. It was the younger, dark-haired one, and he gave her a look of undisguised interest. The correctional officer was not there. Presumably, he had returned Wade Leindecker to prison, but Deputy Knight was. The older city cop was flirting shamelessly with pretty blonde waitress Lacey Norman.